Mary, help us Christians, pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Children, not so much anymore, but before, in the old days, when you went into a store, very often someone would come up to you right away, some clerk or salesperson, and that person would say, "May I help you?" Because in the old days, everyone knew the proper use of the subjunctive, and they would use the subjunctive, "May I help you?" not "Can I help you?" And generally, most people would say, "Oh, no, thanks, I'm just looking," or "I'm just browsing." And people do that, or did that. People do that because they are maybe a little bit shy about wanting help, or maybe they haven't quite made up their mind as to what they really want yet. And then usually when you're in the store and you do have a question, you think, or you'd like to get that down from the top shelf, then that person who was so helpful a moment ago has disappeared, and you don't have anyone to help you. Of course, nowadays people say, "Are you finding everything all right?" which is a rather repulsive modern phrase. It's much better to say, "May I help you?" with a smile. And we, for our part, if we need the help, if you are looking for something in particular, we should ask to be helped. Many people go through life, children, with the idea that it would be shameful to ask someone else for assistance, for help. They think they can do everything all by themselves, and they can't. None of us possibly could. That's why our Lord gives us a mother, our Blessed Mother. That's what mothers do a lot of the time, don't they, children? They help out their children all day long. Someone's got a cut or a scratch, or dinner's got to be started, or there's diapers or dishes to be done. Mom is always helping out others. So Our Lady has a beautiful title, Our Lady Help of Christians. Tomorrow is her feast day, and it marks the occasion when the Holy Father Pius VII, after being released from the French captivity of the evil Napoleon, was able to come back into the city of Rome. And the people of Rome were so happy to see their Pope again, their Holy Father, that they actually unhitched the horses from his carriage, and they pulled the carriage himself to the streets of Rome to show their enthusiasm and their love and their devotion to the Vicar of Christ. And so tomorrow's Feast Day of Mary, Help of Christians, is connected with the great help that we need from our Blessed Mother to help out the Church in our day. But don't think that she wouldn't help you. Of course she would. If you need help for a test, or you're not quite sure how to explain something to Mom or Dad, ask Mary, Help of Christians. If you have a problem you don't feel you could talk to anybody about, ask Mary, Help of Christians. She is a mother, and that's what mothers do. They help us out all of the time. But how sad it would be for a mother if her children never asked for any assistance. You know, at a certain point, babies, when they're growing up, they grab something, "Let me do it. I want to do it. No, I can do it." And even if they don't really know how to tie their shoes yet, they want to take a crack at it because they're being independent. And of course, we should be independent. You can't expect your mother to do everything for you. But we all need help sometimes, children. And we go to our mother, and we go to our Blessed Mother. We should ask her for assistance, not last of all, not if we're desperate, but first of all, and always, so we may never be desperate, and so we have all of the assistance that we need from Our Lady, who truly earns this title every day, all of the ways that she helps Christians throughout the whole world. Do you ask Our Lady for help? She's here, and she's smiling at you right now, at this moment, and she's saying, "May I help you?" So you should think, "Oh, what help do I need from our Blessed Mother? Or is there somebody else who needs that help, for whom I should be praying?" Oh, there are a lot of ways in which this mother could be helping us. Remember, one of the sorrows of her heart, she said to one of the mystics, was that there are all of these graces that she earned, and no one ever asks for them. How sad that is. Just as a mother would feel if no one ever asked her to help all day long. So let's keep our Blessed Mother busy. She wants to be kept busy assisting us, her children. Mary, Help of Christians, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.